listener production.
It's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
I like to call him Mr. Happy.
Happy, happy, joy,
happy days,
though. We dance, we kiss, we schmooze, we carry on, we go home happy. What do you say?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a very merry Friday to you. Or is it? You could be one of the people who have to go back to work today after a public holiday yesterday. Or you could be one of those absolute ledge hammers who on January 1st checked the cows and said, ooh, I know where I'm going to take my rostered day off. It's a four-day weekend, baby.
Yeah, look, and there might even be some people who are somewhere in between. I was chatting to someone from work who happened to be doing the little work away from home on the Friday. Work from home. Oh, yeah, just working from home. Home happens to be a luxury Gold Coast apartment. All right, so congratulations to you wherever you are working from. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's interview with World War II prisoner of war Jim Kerr. Really great chat. But we've got a regular show for you today. Alex Dyson, you have gotten the closest you've ever gotten to answering a question.
It was very close.
That I always ask
I'm about to ask you a question in a moment. As well as that, a bit of mailbag. It's going to be a good show. Let's jump into it. It's Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Do you think I'll ever have kids, Matt O'Kine?
Wow. That's a good question, Dyso. You know, I think you will one day. You know, when you finally do the deed with someone, there's a chance it could happen.
Yeah. Yeah. we're looking forward to that day. But I did live with kids for 2 days this week. My friends came to visit. They got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
My condolences, mate. It's tough work, isn't it?
Well, no, they were actually very great kids. The family's wonderful. They're very good. They were very... I was dreading it. We're watching Kung Fu Panda 3, right, first night. And it was about halfway through. I'm like, we're looking after them, babysitting, parents on a date night, right? And I say, I think we're going to have to turn off the movie halfway through and then tomorrow we can finish it.
Okay, a statement like that brings fear into my heart.
We'll stop the movie now. You can watch it tomorrow. Both kids went, well, that's fair enough. Went to bed, read them a book, went to sleep.
No, see, this is what's called the babysitter effect.
You reckon? Right?
Or the visitor / friend effect. Kids these days, even like when I say these days, when they're 2 and 5, they still have an understanding that they can't put you through half the shit they put their parents through. They still really? Understand that. Yeah.
No, I think they were just quite nice, but also potentially not too tired. You know, it'd been a long car trip to home, but you're not running around too much. The next night, okay, they'd been out to the botanic gardens with the parents. They'd been in a forest for like the bamboo forest for 3 hours making forts, okay? A lot of walking, a lot of running around. So by the time they got home, a little bit more upset, and you know, fortunately I wasn't on deck at this point. I was a mere bystander in the background for a very big tantrum. All right, a lot of tears, a lot of crying. Okay. When the 5-year-old was having a shower, okay, didn't like the situation, didn't like my shower, because I don't have a bath at my place. It's just a shower, you know, so I'm already embarrassed by this in the shower.
It is, shower time is the worst.
At the end of the day, big day, time for bed. Let's have a shower. No.
I mean, Sophia's got very curly hair, so we have to do the conditioning of the hair and the brushing of the hair every night.
Ooh,
and
nightly thing.
It is a nightmare for everyone.
Yeah.
Tears all around.
Well, I just found it funny as well, though. There's a lot of tears going on. I'm feeling a lot of empathy for my friend who's going through, being extremely calm, going through this. The dad had been out doing jobs, walked back in at the end and sees the scene and says, what's wrong? Like, what's the matter, mate? And he goes, the shower was a bit too small.
How big did he think a shower should be?
Well, I think it was the shower head in that it didn't put out as much water as the shower head at home. And so it was slightly smaller.
Oh, yeah, that's worth crying about.
I just thought because it was so, like, you get a visceral reaction to, you know, a child crying as the tears, like, what's the matter? The shower was a bit too small. It was quite funny, and it made me want to ask you, what's your most trivial child tantrum? And surely, Matt, you'd have one.
It's every single day. You're trying to deal with someone who will break down in like absolute despair because you can't personally go inside the TV and change Elmo's letter of the day to the first letter of their name. Like you are there going, I'm sorry Elmo chose K today. Like I can't make it S, Sophia. I can't do anything for you right now.
I'm powerless.
Yeah, seriously. And they're bawling their eyes out.
We asked you, Madeline got in touch via our Instagram at matt.and.alex saying, I wouldn't let my 2-year-old daughter drive home from daycare and she had a complete meltdown.
Yes.
You can't drive. You don't know how to do that. What are you going to do? James said, my daughter threw a tantrum because she couldn't vote in the election. Which, fair enough, James. We got to get some policies. Young people should be able to vote.
I think if you can eat the snag, you're old enough to vote. You know what I mean? If you can eat the sausage.
Old enough to digest solids. You can buddy chuck a vote in. Carly said, her asking for more sultanas, so I gave her more, but apparently it was too many.
Timmy got in touch, said, my almost 2-year-old boy has a meltdown if we peel the banana for him because he wants to bite into the skin. Yep. That's the worst thing, though. If you peel it, right, they want to do it themselves, and then you let them do it themselves, and then they do it wrong, and it breaks funny, and then they start crying.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way it's supposed to happen.
Bridie says, she wanted the pink plate. I gave her the pink plate. A meltdown followed. You see, and that's just, what are you meant to do?
Carla also says, I told my son to give his scraps to the dog. He said no. So then I did it instead. He then proceeded to have a meltdown because he wanted to feed the dogs.
The illogical nature of a lot of these is absolutely astounding. It's good to think about. But thank you very much for watching our Instagram stories, matt.and.alex, and getting in touch with them. And in by doing that, feeding the rat dog. Well, as you know, All Day Breakfast is always here for you 5 days a week, mm-hmm. 52 weeks a year, sometimes.
Most times. We're usually here for you. And at the end of every episode, we usually say something along the lines of, get in touch with us if you've got anything to share. Could be related to the show. It could be just completely unrelated.
And we do end up being your vent boys occasionally. And Andrew is making use of us right now, Matt. Got a question for us.
Yeah, look, he says, Bron and the boys.
Bron and boys.
Andrew says, Bron and boys, what's your take on bathroom etiquette when living in shared accommodation?
Oh, boy. It's tough. I remember, like, the last sort of big share house I lived in, I did live with a couple one time. The last big share house where there was me and three others, so four-person share house.
Oh, yeah, God. I don't miss those days.
I don't think that the bath mat was ever dry.
No, exactly. Exactly.
I don't think for the year I lived there or whatever, that it ever reached a state of dryness.
Always wet.
Yeah.
Always wet. We had one where it was, so the toilet, the shower, and the washing machine and dryer were all in the one room. And that's all we had.
Yeah. Nothing
else.
Lock the door as well.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So you're just like, if one person's doing one of those things, which turns out someone is usually doing one of those things at one time.
If someone needs to do a wash, someone needs to shave their legs on the same day, it's absolute gridlock.
Mayhem, yeah. So, I mean, all I can say is, Andrew, before we get into the...
Andrew continues. There's more to this.
There is more to this, but just... Move out, Andrew. Just stop it. I just can't tell you.
And save. People say you should only spend about 30% of your income on housing.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, that's becoming increasingly unrealistic.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, going to the bathroom.
Oh, when you get your own bathroom. Andrew says, I live with a guy who consistently spends 45 minutes in the bathroom.
As I write this, I wait for him to emerge so I can shower and make it to the shops before they close.
I mean, you know, I guess I'm living in a world where I've forgotten what that sort of privacy, the necessity of that privacy.
Yeah.
Because like now I can just shower
dirty.
With the doors open because it doesn't matter.
Whole household.
Because it's just
his family.
You know, yeah. My partner and a little baby. So you just, if someone needs to use a bathroom, they can just use it.
Yeah.
When
we had an open bathroom policy at the Dyson household.
Oh, as in a family.
Yeah, family policy. Yeah, of
course.
Back growing up.
How did you only have the one bathroom?
Only one bathroom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The toilet was separate, but if you had to.
Yeah, that's right. You need to brush your teeth or something. You just got to just go and do it.
Although I do. Maybe I shouldn't even say this.
Oh, no.
But I do remember I was too old one time and my sister and her friend walked in to get something from the bathroom. Like, that's a friend from school. Like, why is she? Why am I having a shower? They went and got something and they left. I'm like, we hadn't written any contracts or anything, but I was quite sure that
there is an unwritten law that you get too old for that. You know what I mean?
Too old for that. Anyway, that's just a little memory that's surfaced in my mind and I'm over it, I'm sure.
I remember my mum having that chat with me, you know, being like the, hey, you know how you just walk in here and do whatever you want?
Yep.
You're getting, it's
we almost, have, not there yet, not there yet.
But just letting you know that the day is coming where that's not okay anymore. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, weird. My God, I just want to talk. Like,
all right, back to roommates. Andrew says, the time of day is never the same, so I cannot plan when to use the bathroom either.
Yeah.
Luckily, this place does have a toilet in the complex, like the apartment complex, available for everyone to use, which I've needed to make use of one morning. Emergency situation. Your boy is quite regular. I spend 10 minutes max in there. Am I being unreasonable, expecting the same from others? It's 44 minutes and counting. He's still in there, even after I've written this gosh darn essay. 44 minutes.
That is so long. I like a long shower, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
But I figure if you're only in the bath, like, you know, once you've had the shower, you got to open the door up. You know,
if
wrap a
clothed,
towel around and just open
clothed,
the door up.
If your pants are up, it should be open door policy.
Yeah, that's it. So if you're having a 45-minute shower or something, think about the environment, okay?
For one.
Think about your roommates for two. Think about your skin. You don't want to be hot watering your skin for that long.
Pruning up.
Oh my goodness.
A little sultana. 44 minutes, way too long. And I think it's time. You know, it's one of those share house moments where you hope it doesn't come, but you may need to make use of it. I want you to go down to your local newsagent, grab the post-it notes, get a pen. It's passive aggressive, don't talk. I'm sorry. I'm looking here, 45 minutes. That's a note on the fridge. Okay, buy yourself a magnet when you're down there. We need a piece of paper on the fridge with your thoughts written out there, Andrew.
Or the egg timer or something. You know, with a little bit of a, you know, an hourglass that just says, hey, thinking of you.
Yeah.
Maybe flip this over and when it's done.
Okay. How about this? We take the best solution, sometimes you borrow from other places in which it works, all right? There's a Bluetooth speaker that's always on in the bathroom. I want you to then, if it's gotten too long, you do what they do at the Oscars, at the Golden Globes, you start the wrap-up music, okay? It starts, it's an immediate cutoff, but it tells them that they have very limited time.
And he's going to be like, oh, but I'm just going to do my armpits as well.
Exactly,
and,
you can do
just,
it.
Just going to quickly shave, and thank you very much, good night.
Thank you, God. Thank you, ball boys. And then get the hell out of there. So, Andrew, one of those solutions hopefully will work for you. Thank you very much for getting in touch with the show. If you'd like to as well, jump on Instagram and hit us up, matt.and.alex.
Okay, rolling.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
What?
Bron just said rolling because that's what you say when you're recording the segments, and that just popped into my head.
Even though it's digital now, and rolling would have come from back in the days where those big tapes on the side of a machine that would spin around and go, okay, we're rolling. And now we still use it to this very day.
Yeah.
The good news is about this show is not just our random pathetic thoughts. You get to give us thoughts which are more interesting via the Matt and Alex mailbag.
Yeah, we love hearing from you on at matt.n.alex. And we always ask for your messages, and they can hit us at any time, just like Lachlan did, who said, can you settle an argument between my wife and I as to how this is pronounced?
Lachlan's provided a photo of a sauce bottle, and Matt and I are going to say the sauce bottle's name in 3, 2, 1.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire sauce.
Well, you... I don't think it's more like Worcestershire.
Worcestershire?
You're saying Worcestershire?
Worcestershire sauce. I'm saying something. Worcestershire.
Okay.
Worcestershire.
How do you say it, Brian?
Well, I've never said it multiple times in a row.
I'd say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
What would you say, Brian?
Worcestershire, yeah.
I'm thinking too hard about it. Worcestershire.
So it's Worcestershire? Is everyone saying Worcestershire? Am I the wrong one? I would say Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. No, you'd be right. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Sauce.
It all sounds
Bron,
wrong.
You've got to say sauce on the end.
Yeah, otherwise it sounds like...
Worcestershire sauce.
Otherwise it sounds like you're saying Worcestershire. That's what I thought you were saying just before.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire, bro.
Feel free to send us a voice memo of how you say it, Lachlan.
Lachlan, everyone. We want as many people saying Worcestershire as, and tell us how we're supposed to say it because we don't know a thing.
Okay, we're going
to
do that. We're going to play that. And then we're going to get some DJ, I'm thinking Dom Dolla, to do a Worcestershire remix.
All right. Kathleen also got in touch with us with regards to the Low Court of Australia for Alex versus Isaac. In that case.
Can we just grab a little bit of audio of Isaac from Adelaide?
I've heard the... questionable stuff you've been saying about Adelaide, mate. You want to explain yourself to that one, mate?
Well, Kathleen says, as a resident of Adelaide, I request new legal representation. Isaac has been sacked. We deserve another opportunity to face the low court.
No, you don't, Kathleen, because I have said, I tried to say to Isaac, it is poor comedy. It's low-hanging fruit. Adelaide doesn't deserve it. I will represent Adelaide. I'm happy to be the ambassador for Adelaide. Adelaide is great.
Wow.
Isaac would cut me off whenever I tried to say that.
I believe they call that an own goal in the industry. Sarah got in touch with us as well with regards to Wordle, Alex Tyson. You still doing the Wordles?
No.
You've given
Wordle
up.
Wordle has gone the way of Be Real in my phone little section there.
I still do it every morning with Sophia. Absolutely love it.
What are you up to?
Well, here's the problem. I let her make too many choices, you know? So I wouldn't do that, but I have to honor her decision. Mm. So every day she wants to start the word with S. I'm like, statistically, that's not...
Is a good word that starts with S. Well, a lot of S's in it.
But I'm like, no, can we just try some other things, you know? If yesterday's word was an S word, I want to try something else, but she just wants S, so it's like, damn it.
Yeah, well, Bron, that's exactly what I'd say if I kept getting terrible stats as well. Oh, it was my daughter.
Blame it on the 5-year-old.
Sarah says, I'd love to get Matt's opinion on people that cheat doing Wordle. Because there was a news story about this, wasn't there, recently, Bron?
Yeah, someone came out, they saw somebody on a plane that was doing Wordle and cheating at the same time.
How are they cheating, though?
Yeah, I think you can look up the answer.
Mm.
Well, what is the point?
Google today's answer of Wordle.
That is terrible. Mm. What is the whole... You played yourself. Where's DJ Khaled when you need him? I mean, that is terrible.
Because it's about the brain drain of doing it, training your brain.
I don't like people who give you clues, you know, unsolicited clues.
Don't need that.
And I know people who give each other clues, and then so they've gotten like... You know, their stats are like they've got three, you know, in one go. And it's like, oh, it's because my brother said, oh, you know, it's a word that we always use at home or whatever. And it's like, well, that's not fair.
Yep.
I just go in cold. I raw dog my Wordle every single day.
All right, Sarah, Matt's opinion on Wordle is raw dog, don't cooked dog it. And we've also got a voice message today from Lachlan, who wants to get in touch regarding Matt and Alex's white noise to hide the sound of pooping.
So I'd like to have a big thanks to Daiso. I was listening to the podcast while working from home, luckily, and then my wife walked in the room and listened to the self-made white noise, no one is pooping part of the podcast. Safe to say... I'm not allowed to listen to the podcast anymore during work hours, or at least when my wife is around. So, thanks, guys.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, sorry, Lachlan.
Why can't you do it anymore?
Because we were yelling, no one is pooping here. remember that we provided safe noise for people to poop under so that they didn't make any noise, and it was us like yelling, no one, nothing to look here, people. There's no pooping.
I can't imagine Lachlan's wife walking into a room just like, no one is pooping in here. Do not worry about it. No one is pooping.
Yeah. This is where you get your news and entertainment from, is it, Lachlan?
Yeah. All right. Well, how about let's provide some white noise for people to be listening to the Matt and Alex podcast when their significant other walks into the room. And this listener has just sent us a message saying, I love my spouse so much that I cannot wait to give them a big hug and a kiss and a cuddle.
I love you. I love you so much. You're my everything. You fill every hole in my heart. I was always...
Nice save.
I was always going to say heart. Okay, look. Sorry, Lachlan, we've ruined it for you. We've probably gone and ruined it again. Now they think we're lowbrow again. I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll do it. Hey, sweetie, could you grab me a snack from the pantry, please? Sweetie?
All right. Just play
this loud and you're in the room.
Maybe we'll play the music to let people know that the podcast is over, and that might make your spouse a little relieved. Here we go. That is the end of another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We can't wait to be back with you for another great week next week. Have a great weekend and keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex.
See you soon.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.